Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to a Seeing of the Divine, Level 4, Session 7, June 30th, 2019. Now, we know that lots of the group in the last few months have had some challenging things happen. And we're going to be discussing that, and that really is going to be the main subject of this afternoon session. As most of you know, Joan had an accident at home and fractured a vertebrae in her back. Now, of course, the first couple of weeks, she was in a lot of pain and was restricted to bed rest, but thanks to the wonderful assistance from many of us, the wonderful healers in the group, she is making good progress. Thank you to all. We really appreciate you. Now, we have all been affected by some of this negative energy that's going around, and the special community sessions in July will assist us in handling these challenges together. We had a little session with Master Gathumi, and this is his recommendation for us to do in July. So on your calendar, mark July 9th and July 23rd, and we will have community calls that will allow the group to share their expertise and come up with helpful solutions as you are such a great collective energy, creative source, of course. Now, our next teaching session will take place on August the 13th, and, of course, will also be directed by Master Gathumi. Now, this afternoon, we will open with a short centering meditation from Archangel Gabriel, followed by a teaching session with Master Gathumi. This will be followed by a short session with Archangel Michael, and the evening will close with a specific meditation exercise orchestrated, of course, by Master Gathumi. Now, also, and as we go through the next month, our guides have asked us to be very aware of any thoughts and emotional responses that do not serve us as beings of light. And they think that will go a long way in us being able to deal with what's happening right now. So, without further ado, here's Joan.
Well, again, I'd like to express my great gratitude to this beautiful collective Crucible membership. I couldn't go through this without you. And it is so heartwarming to me, the love that you all have expressed throughout this little, I don't even know what to call it. It isn't really a challenge. Well, it is. It has been a challenge at first, but thanks to you all and the love that is so powerful in this group. And maybe it takes something like this to realize just how powerful we are as a group collective energy. We are really, when we come together, either at conference or in a community call or in a teaching session, we come together in that fifth dimensional state of being. And as a collective consciousness of Christ consciousness, we are a dynamic force that is unbelievable. So I ask you in the coming weeks to take notice of that when we all gather together or when you enter the crucible. Just what a dynamic energy that we hold together in that unity. We have worked for many years, each and one of us individually. And for the last couple of years, we've been asked to really focus on ourselves as individual beings of Christed energy. And then when we do that, we come together in that unity of our crucible in the most dynamic way that is an unbelievable energetic, as I see it. I've observed it in conferences, how there is such focus and such an energetic output from each and every member, whether you were physically present or not. That heart center is the key to every energetic that we're able to put forth into not just our collective, but into the collective consciousness of humanity. There's a lot going on in the world today, as you all are aware of. And, you know, we are part of that consciousness, even though we don't play in that dimensional frequency. We are still affected by some of that influence of the negativity that kind of seeps through our thoughts occasionally, especially when we're frustrated at things that are happening in the world that we really don't have a great deal of control over. There are individual choices and community choices that get made that are really not in the best interest of humanity. So this is something that I think we really need to be aware of when we kind of experience negativity from time to time seeping into our space. And we don't have to allow it. We just have to recognize it, see it for what it is, and move on into a different frequency bandwidth that is in our best interest. Because at the end of the day, we are a powerful group energy that does, even though we can't physically see any great changes in the happenings of the world, it does at levels that we are not aware of certain individuals within the collective consciousness of all humanity. So we have no way of knowing how many people awaken because or are able to change the way that they think and the way that they operate in the world. We don't have any really. All we hear is the bad news from the media. So this is something, you know, I think it's a good thing to keep in mind. So at any rate, that said, let's all take a deep breath and welcome Archangel Gabriel.